For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In between rain showers, President Trump and the head of the European Commission went into the White House Rose Garden to announce a deal to begin talks on bringing down trade barriers. Just a week ago, he referred to the EU as a foe on trade. He stood alongside the head of the European Commission and called this a very big day.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
This is essentially an agreement to negotiate toward that broad goal. Now, the EU is vowing to buy more soybeans and liquefied natural gas from the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a tough time on Capitol Hill over U.S. relations with Russia. He assured members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that the Trump administration takes election meddling seriously.
I personally made clear to the Russians that there will be severe consequences for interference in our democratic processes.
Pompeo was pressed about what happened in the two-hour meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez.
Senator, I understand the game that you're playing.
Mr. Secretary, all due respect, I don't appreciate you characterizing my questions. My questions is to get to the truth. We don't know what the truth is.
Campers and other visitors had to pack up and leave the Yosemite Valley as firefighters battled the huge Ferguson wildfire, which is just a couple of miles west of the national park.
My mom's been coming since she was a child, and this has never happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One California worker is accused of sleeping on the job thousands of times. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The woman's employed at the California Division of Motor Vehicles as a data entry operator. However, a report from the state auditor found that she had slept at her desk for three or more hours every day since 2014. Her bosses were apparently aware she was sleeping, as they had to often wake her up, but they had no idea just how much shut-eye she was getting. There were questions over a possible medical issue, but now she's just been given a warning to stay awake at work. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Most surveys are usually designed to find out what is going wrong, but in this latest one from Gallup researchers, they're trying to find out what is going well for people in the USA. With some positive news, here's John Clemens.
Nearly 4 in 10 cite the economy or the number of jobs available as the nation's biggest positive. Frank Newport of Gallup tells us the survey demonstrated different responses from the two major political parties.
We have found another pollster's find right now that when we ask Republicans across the country to talk about things, they're very positive. They give us an upside positive talk about things going well. And when we talk to Democrats across the country, they tend to be negative on almost anything we ask them about.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.